Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
You drew me a map one time when I was going through Idaho, and you said, hey, you got to go to this rock. Do you remember this?
I remember telling you, but I don't remember drawing a map to the big rock out by Redfish.
You said, I'm going to draw you a map. So I thought when this map came in, it was going to be quite complex and like, and it was just a picture and it was like rock. And then it said, walk one beer length this way. It was the most ridiculous directions.
Hey, hey everybody. This is Bree Bagwell and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
I want mine to sound like this.
What if we had this whole like ASMR, like, and it's you and me and we sell it for, and it's just like our mouth noises. Onlyvans.com. And we...
I'll give you 50 grand for a bunch of mouth noises.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping that I could, once he started recording, get you on camera to say that you're actually going to make the bar in our house.
Oh, yeah. I've already agreed to that.
Yeah, but we were drinking at Gary and Kate's reception, and you said, I want to do... Like, out of the blue, you just offered to do our countertops.
I will do it.
You promise?
Yeah.
There's not only one camera, but three cameras. And
the same caveat still remains, though, and that's that I have to do it while I'm in town.
Oh, right.
So...
Right. And
so
no, we will work around you. That's totally fine. I thought you meant the other caveat of you said that as long as Mickey cuts our sinkhole.
Yeah, that's true, too. We got to get Mickey involved to cut the sink.
And then Mickey walked up and had no idea what we were talking about. And you were like, you're going to cut Bree and Paul's sinkhole. And Mickey was like, sounds sexy. And then he walked away.
Well, while we're here, you should look at the cabinet or the countertops in here because
That's your work?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, this whole house is amazing.
Thanks.
This is a podcast coming to you from my van that is now from the inside of Willie Braun's dining room.
But I can see the van from here, yeah. So I could technically call shotgun via the Constitution.
Yeah, please tell that again. I was bummed we weren't recording because that is hilarious.
Well, when we were traveling in a 78 Chevy Suburban in baby shit brown. Can I say that on this podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay. We used to roll around on this 78 Chevy Suburban, and it had two bench seats in it. And so there was six guys, and all the gear was piled in the back. So shotgun or getting a window seat meant you didn't have to sit in the middle, obviously. So it was a pretty important deal. There was a lot of fights that broke out. So we had to write down all the rules of calling shotgun, and you had to be a certain distance from the van. You had to be a certain amount of time. You know, you had to be within 30 minutes of leaving, had to have a line of sight, a direct line of sight to the van, all kinds of stuff. Those are the only ones I can remember right now. But like there was literally like three pages of rules and sub rules. And
I love this. And then when you find this, you got to find it. Is it still in existence? Because you could put it right next to George Washington. Your shotgun constitution would look so good.
I don't think we have it anymore. If anybody has it, Cody would have it.
Yeah.
Because he saves everything, and it's probably somewhere in a box of, you know, memorabilia. But
I have something I saved from you. That is, you drew me a map one time when I was going through Idaho, and you said, hey, you got to go to this rock. Do you remember this?
I remember telling you, but I don't remember drawing a map to the big rock out by Redfish.
You said, I'm going to draw you a map. So I thought when this map came in, it was going to be quite complex and like, and it was just a picture and it was like rock. And then it said, walk one beer length this way. It was the most ridiculous directions. And it was, We found it.
I was going to say, did you find it?
Yes, but I think you were assuming that my band was a lot more athletic than we were, because it wasn't, you're like, you can climb up that rock with a six pack in your hand. And we, that's not,
not
the case.
So much.
No.
Eh, there's, I guess I've climbed it so many times that it's, there's one particular route getting up on top that's,
yeah,
you kind of know where the footholds are and stuff. But yeah, we've climbed right up there. There's always at least a bottle of wine in one hand. So it's a one-handed climb if you know the right route, I guess.
I didn't know it, but we, they cheer, my band like cheerleaded me up there, and then we, and it was awesome. I'm so glad that you did that. But your map was hilarious, because I was like, hey guys, we got to wait for this map. And then I'll find it. I'll send it
to
you.
Yeah, here's the lodge. Here's the road. There's the rock. Good luck.
Right. And it was like, I think there was like an asterisk, like have fun or something. You must have fun or something. It was very cute. It was very cute. Thank you for that.
Getting off is a lot harder than getting up on top of the rock. Coming down is way, way tougher.
Well, after the bottle of wine.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming it is, but Idaho is beautiful and you're so nice to bring us all there to your festival now. We all get to go. And you told me, where were we? It was recently. You told me one of your favorite memories was my Braun Brothers moment.
Yeah, when you did the beer bong on stage. You took a knee right after the show and you're wearing like the big long flowing
cape.
Like
duster?
Stevie Nicks duster, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, took a knee right at the front of the stage and did a pretty impressive beer bong.
It's like riding a bike, you know? I just thought, well, these people had a sign and I just didn't look at it. And my tour manager was yelling at me, look at the sign, look at the sign. And the sign said, I came to Braun Brothers to beer bong with Bree Bagwell. Like it was a specific sign. They probably had the same sign for other bands.
That's the only one I've ever seen. Okay. So
what am I going to do? Legit. Not do the beer bong?
Yeah, you got called out. You had to do it. I think you really endeared yourself to the crowd too, because like if you hadn't done it already with the set, that really cemented your foothold in the Idaho music scene there.
Out of all the things I've done, and I've known you for 10 years now, and you're like, my favorite moment was this, and I, you know, that's
impressive.
Okay with me.
It's impressive.
I appreciate it. And you're just really good at maps and cooking and building and remodeling. Is there anything, because this podcast isn't like normal, how'd you get started in music? Is there anything you're not good at?
I'm sure there is, but I...
But I can't think of
it. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Not drinking on before.
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah. You're really bad
I'm
at that.
Pretty good at drinking.
I just had this thing come to me where, remember when we were in Key West and we did that interview and I had to pull a subject
from the Hat Topics, which I never got off the ground. I need to finish up the
the post-production.
It's like 2 years later. I still haven't done any of that.
But whatever I pulled out, it was spelled wrong. And I can't think of what it was. It wasn't an easy word, but it wasn't a hard word. So maybe you're not good at spelling.
I'm definitely not good at spelling. Not good at science.
Oh.
A lot of things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things we're not good at.
Okay, great. I was just wondering, because it makes me mad, because you're like cooking during the pandemic. And my mom's like, you got to watch Willie Brown. I'm like, how does he know? He's like cooking. He knows how to cook, make videos in the house that the cabin that he built in the mountains. Like, how do you have all these talents? It's too many, you know?
Yeah, it's all camera work. You didn't get to taste the food or right. Test the stability of the cabin.
Right. It's a green screen.
Yeah.
Cabin. Okay.
None of that stuff's worth the shit.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you worried about going on a cruise with me and Paul for 7 days?
No, that's going to be the best part.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some running buddies. That's
I went
good.
On the cruise with your brothers, Mickey and Gary, a year ago. And I came back from the cruise and I was talking like this and I couldn't stop it.
Like what?
I have a brown accent. I think I can do it, but I'm out of practice, but I have some videos. I was going to show one on this podcast and that was part of my script. And then and then my phone's recording us right now. So I can't play the video, but I have a pretty good Braun accent.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Obviously, you're so used to it, it didn't even affect you. You were not even...
That's what we sound like.
You were not even impressed by my brown accent. Whatever. I don't care about that. But your topic, each one of these podcasts has a topic. And I thought...
I like topics. Sorry. That's why it's taking so long to get the post-production on hat topics,
actually.
You
needed
actually.
A jingle.
Yeah, and Kelly McQuee is supposed to do the jingle for me, and it's not, it's 100% my fault that I haven't gotten around to making it happen. Yeah. But that's, I'm waiting to get the jingle done, because it's going to really tie the whole thing together.
Right.
And we're stealing the Hot Pockets jingle.
Right. No, I totally got topics. That. And it was very funny, though, because after we got done talking, I felt like I was nervous and like we were just kind of like, I mean, it was great, but I realized that's probably the only time you and I have ever had a sober conversation in our whole lives.
Yeah, I was sober for sure.
You weren't
were
drinking.
Were you too? Yeah, yeah, I was on the wagon.
Yeah. You have to do that so you don't get the old sit down. That's what Mickey told me.
Yeah.
Is that what?
That's pretty much it. It's probably not funny, but we take a month off just to kind of prove to everybody that we can.
Right.
And then back to the old shenanigans. But
have
yeah,
you ever cheated on your month?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Everybody, we have a rule too, but we call it Black February because it's, you know, dark and horrible.
Valentine's so, Day.
Yeah, it's also the shortest month. So you got to go 28 days. That's why we picked February.
Right. Duh. I didn't think of that.
But the slogan is also each man has his own journey. So if you want to like go full on sober and not like smoke any grass or whatever, you can take mulligans if you want to like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday or, you know, the Super Bowl's always usually like on day four. Some people take mulligans and you can take a mulligan if you want. I find that if I want to do the full 28 days, I got to go all in because yeah. otherwise I'll jump off for a mulligan and then it's like 2 weeks later and I'm like, oh, well.
But you started that year right after Steamboat.
Yeah.
But you didn't account that Key West was going to be in there. So you were sober during Mile Zero, which I thought was, you know, I think you're a very smart man, but that was a really terrible decision.
It was awful. I ended up having a pretty good time, but I will never do it again.
Yeah. And then you gave Paul a bandana, and you've never given me a bandana. It's fine.
Well, Paul had given me one. I was reciprocating.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel
he
better.
He gave me his favorite bandana in Steamboat, and I felt bad because I felt like he kind of wanted it back, but he was... And I offered it. I was like, dude, take it back. And he's like, no. He was a real solid stand-up guy about the whole deal.
I remember that.
Insisted that I keep it, but I could tell he was like, as soon as he gave it to me, he's like, fuck.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember him being like, oh gosh, I gave Willie Brown my favorite bandana, but it's Willie Brown. It's fine. He
it's
was happy
great
about
bandana
it.
Bandana too.
So tell me, if, I know. Yeah, rub it in, you guys. You guys do the thing every year that you go to Steamboat and then you do this whole thing after, and I was trying to remember the name and when on the way here today and I was like, I think it's called a schnitzel. And then I said, maybe a Schlitterbahn. And then I'm like, I'm just in New Braunfels. I don't remember what it's called, but it sounds like that.
In Steamboat?
Yeah.
The Schwitz.
Schwitz.
Yeah.
I was close. I was close.
I think it means steam in Yiddish. I'm not sure, but that's what they call it in the Jewish community is when they go down to the steam room, they call it a Schwitz. And I'm pretty sure it means steam, but
there are rules for that too, though, right? Or there's a suggested method, maybe.
Well, there we go. At the Grand, they have the big hot tubs, and then there's the steam room, and then they have the pool. So you do a cycle. Like, you hit the Schwitz first, you get the steam. It's great for the hangover. And then, like, you walk right into the pool, and then either, like, do a quick lap around the pool and then jump in the hot tub, and then you just repeat the cycle as many times as you want.
Until you feel ready to go.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
But I feel like the first time I did this with you guys 1 year, but it was a long time ago, but I feel like Mickey handed me a Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a Bloody Mary day. Cody brings down a bucket of Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And that's usually towards the end.
Do they pay? He just does that out of the kindness of his heart?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And we also had a thing called the Otter Club.
You ottered.
When it was, we haven't done it. We used to have a meeting every year where we would initiate new otters. And the initiation was all the current otter members got to, you made all the pledges, I
otter
guess you
pledges.
Would call it the pledges. they had to make each member that was already, you know, a sitting member of the Otter Club, three snowballs. And then they had to stand on the side of the pool for a snowball firing squad. And they got pelted with snowballs. And then we taught them the secret handshake, and then they were in. But you got to come join the Otter Club next year.
Yeah, well, not only do I feel left out of the Bandana Club, now I feel left out. I never got asked to be an otter.
I'm sure you got asked. Maybe not. I don't know.
Is there any girls in this Otter Club?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to get to... We haven't done the Otter Club in several years, though, so we need to bring it back.
Yeah. I would like to be the first reinitiated Otter Club initiate.
Betsy was really like the ringleader. She was like the grand poobah of
Who
the
was?
Otters. Betsy.
Oh,
and
okay.
She hasn't been up for quite a few years, so I think I wouldn't say it died, but it.
Yeah.
When Betsy hasn't been back for a while, so it's taken on a lesser role.
Yeah.
It's not dead yet. Let's bring it back.
Okay.
We'll initiate you.
Let's bring it back. And I was telling someone on the last podcast too that I sometimes feel left out of the late night jams and stuff, but I never ask where they are. You have to kind of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm never like, hey, what's going on? And then this last year I did, and we went to y'all's room, but it wasn't really a jam, but me and Kate were making shots out of pot roast stew. Ooh. Do you remember
that? Sounds delicious. No, we'll get you up there. The jams in Steamboat are kind of tough because we always keep them way on the down low until like the last minute. Because as you know, they get like, it's amazing how fast they get out of control.
But I also play like a bunch of private parties in Steamboat. This last year I played 6. So I'm not even available for. So then I'm like, well, I don't get invited. And Paul's like, well, you're not even available to be invited.
Well, we'll invite you. And here, anytime you want to come to a jam, just holler at us and we'll, text me and I'll tell you where it is.
I didn't mean to make this whole podcast about making you feel guilty for Steamboat. It was more
Bandanas,
like...
Bandanas, Otter Club, jams. What else? How else have I let you down?
If you don't do my countertops, this is it. That's it.
Oh my God.
That's
my
final strike. No, but you're being honored this year at Steamboat, which is cool. Does that make you feel cool or old or... Or sad or happy?
All the above except sad. It's like, it's cool, you know? It definitely makes me feel a little old.
You're not old.
You know, going to Steamboat for like 20 years and participating in most of the jam or tributes up until this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's really surreal, really.
Aww. Is there any songs that you're going to be missing? Like you're going to be sad if no one sings? Because I haven't picked mine yet.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that part yet because I was just kind of waiting to see what everybody's going to do.
Yeah.
And Liz kind of ramrods the whole tribute thing. So she said a bunch of people are asking for me to like recommend songs, which is kind of weird. And it's
what's your least favorite song you've ever written? I'm going to do that one.
There's so many.
the
whole The Day record.
Or I just like sing a Mickey song on accident. Can I just do a motor car song?
Absolutely.
Oh, no. I think that would be great. That's very exciting. I'm happy for you. And one of my favorite memories, this is like the equivalent of your beer bong story, maybe. You and I were singing that last song with Wade one time, and people kind of crowd around the microphones. And you and I were singing off key and like the wrong words on purpose. And like looking back, like that's not the point of everyone getting, like, the point of everyone getting up there is so we all sing together. And you and I were just like, purposefully being bad. And I felt really, but at the time it was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me.
That's always a great wrap up, you know, like the grand finale. Like Wade does a great job at that. Was it the year that like Wade finished the whole thing and was like, good night, everybody. And then Stoney like kept playing.
Oh,
was that it? Because we were all backstage and Wade's like, what is he doing? And Stoney's like, come on. He starts doing the weight. You know, I take a load off Annie.
Yeah.
And so Wade goes back out because he's like, I can't just leave him out there. And then all of us were like, well, we can't just leave Wade out there. So we all go back out after like the big finale.
That's right.
To do one more round of like a 30-minute version of The Wait. That might have been the song because we may have been like being a little bit.
We were being snarky.
A little bit.
Okay, that makes sense. It was that. All I can think about is recently somebody got me up to sing a version of that and I texted Paul and I spelled it W-A-I-T. And he was like, no. And I'm like, oh, the song makes so much more sense.
Take a load off.
Oh, the weight. Got it. And he was like, why am I dating you? You're so blessed. Anyway, so do you have, I mean, I'm sure you have 8,000, but do you have a couple of great steamboat moments, or do you want, I mean...
I'd have to think for a second, because like it's all blends into like one big party after all these years. You know, it's hard to even like pick them out.
But. I was going to give you a warning that we were going to talk about this, and then I forgot.
I think actually, right off the top of my head, one of the best, like one of my go to memories of Steve, both involved Tom Petty. Like 1 year, like before he died, we did a Petty tribute that was just like, I don't know. It ended up being like one of those nights where everybody was just on and a ton of people got up and sang and played and it just all fell into place. And it was like one of the most fun shows we've ever done. Ugh, and that was rad.
That's cool.
And then a few years later, when Petty died, like we were all jamming and like for the whole Steamboat, every jam was like, I'd say at least like half Petty. And a couple nights in particular were like, just had like really good core group of people jamming and we were just playing just... like not hundreds, but like probably 20, 30, 50 Petty songs. Like
dang.
We just kept going and everybody was like, oh, remember this one? And we just, and the kind of stuff where nobody really knew it, but everybody had heard it so many times. It was just like, you could just play on and on and on. And it was some really, really fun jams. Those years.
Yeah.
Great times.
Cause it's been interesting watching the lineup. There's all these like all the new kids are there. And I went from feeling like, there was 1 year where all of a sudden I felt like, oh, all these new kids are here,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. It was so strange. And that's probably how you've felt since 1975. I don't know. I was not going to make a music fest longevity joke, but.
No, it's like, I don't know. It's weird to, I don't know. For the longest time, I always felt like I was the youngster in the scene because I was like the youngest guy in the band. And this was a long time ago, obviously, but I can't remember exactly when it was. But like at some point after maybe, I don't know, 10 years or something, I was like, we're not like the young up and coming hot band anymore. Like now we're just...
Right.
Just, you know, just one of everybody else. It was for a while, though. We was like, oh, we're like the young, cool kids on the block. And then that was a very brief period. And I always just felt like I was the youngster around. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, I'm just another old man.
I looked down at one of mine and John Dixon was there. And I was like, oh, cool. John Dixon's at my show. Like, that's cool. And then he like came up on stage. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'd like to present you with your 10-year award. I've been at Steamboat for 10 years. And I was like,
oh God,
what? Like, right? Oh my gosh. And I mailed him an 8x10 and it said, have ski clothes, we'll travel. And I put my CD in there and he booked me on it.
And that's how you got your Steamboat gig?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that like, that probably wouldn't happen anymore, but it was, you know.
And you've gone every year since then, right?
Yeah. Every year.
One.
Through breakups, and you always worry you're not going to be allowed. You know. But it's all good. Everyone's...
That doesn't matter in Steamboat rock and roll.
Right. Steamboat is Switzerland, and it's everyone is welcome, and it's very fun. I'm excited for you. So are you still going to go to Steamboat every year? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like, we're, you know, winding down for a couple of years, and then when we retire, like, from touring, we're still going to play with like the reunion every year and probably Steamboat and maybe a couple few shows here and there.
The ones that pay the premium.
Yeah, either the ones that are like hard to turn down or like the fun ones. And I don't know. It's really, we're just going to have to see what happens. I don't know. I bet you that for a few years that we won't do a hell of a lot, but.
Good. Well, you've been doing so much. So it's, you know, well earned, but we did a couple of episodes of this podcast with just close friends because I wasn't sure if it was ever going to air or come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Hot topic. And
hot topic.
And so I did one with AJ and he had said like you were playing. Did you hear that one? It's like, and then Reckless Kelly isn't going to be a band anymore by the time this podcast aired or something.
Yeah. Well, you guys are texting me when you did that for some reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I got, you sent me a clip of that. he was breaking our balls about, by the time this comes out, Reckless Kelly will be doing their reunion tour. Yeah. Or something.
It actually kind of came to fruition, which is like, it was really cute. But yeah, at this pace, I just feel it's been a busy summer. Like it feels the most normal that it has felt since COVID. And I'm kind of dying. It's hard. And it's a lot harder than it was 10 years ago. I mean, naturally, I'm in a van. You have a nice bus. But it's still really tough to be on the road that long, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of work. And mm-hmm. even when you're only doing, like, say you do 100 shows, you're probably on the road 150 because you got travel days and days off. And maybe that's on the low side. Like, who knows? But you're out there a lot. And it's time away from things you would otherwise be doing, or
like what are you going to be doing?
I don't know, probably as little as possible for a while.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, it's really a lot for me. It's about getting back up to Idaho and being up there. So that's going to be nice. It's been nice for the last couple of years, taking a little bit lighter schedule.
Yeah. You're going to learn how to, I picture you learning how to like quilt.
No, I don't think so, but maybe, you never know. Quilting looks hard. It looks like it's a lot of work.
But I bet your mom can quilt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She can do everything.
I think like quilting is like you have to do it with like 9 other old ladies to make one quilt. You know what I mean? Like they have the quilting bees or whatever they call it. They all sit around and work on one quilt.
Yeah. I don't have 9 friends.
Yeah.
That would be hard. 1, 2. We just need
to start a quilting circle or whatever they call it.
Gather the otters and we'll quilt in the snow. And no, this idea is going bad. Yeah. So, Steamboat, this year, you're going to induct me into your otters.
Yeah, we're
going to
get the otters back together.
I know. And I just think that you do things that really matter to people like me, whether you think they do or not. But like you texted me when my record, I need to stop saying like during this podcast, people are commenting. It's so hard because I'm thinking, but I say it a lot.
It's or you could get a counter going. And then make it a drinking game or something. I did that on my cooking show. I forget what it was that I was saying a lot.
It was.
I say a lot, way too much, but it was all right. Like,
oh, you did say all right.
Every time I'd be moving on to a new part of the recipe, I'd be like, all right, now we're going to put the salt in the sauce or whatever. And so I turned it into a drinking game and Perfect. Had like a little counter down on the bottom. And, you know, turn it into something fun.
Okay. There. You hear that, listeners? Because people, I get it, but people, it's just funny because you would just like to see somebody one time do a podcast and you see how many times you say something, a word filler or something, yeah. You know?
Well, that is one of mine. I realize I say it way too much and I don't think about it until like I'll listen back to a live recording. We've made a few live records lately and I listen back to like the stories I tell or introducing songs and stuff. And I'm just like, Jesus, dude.
Oh, I thought you meant in the songs you're singing.
No, not in the songs, but like in my hilarious intros and stuff like that. There's just so many us. And or when I do interviews too, I'll listen to them. And I'm just like, Jesus.
I know. Enough. But everybody does something.
Right.
Cut us some slack.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, or if you want to sponsor this podcast for $20,000, then Kyle will cut all the likes out of, right? Yeah. What I was going to say.
I thought podcasts were all about likes. I mean, come on. You're not going to get no 20 grand if you don't get a lot of likes.
Right. How many? Right.
It's Thank a subliminal. You. Subliminal.
Message. Amazing. I'm going to take a drink for that. But you've been, sorry, cheers. You've been so nice to, but yeah, I have to drink or it's bad luck. Oh, Devil's River wanted me to give you a bottle and I forgot. They love you.
I'll get it next time.
Okay, good. I'll come back. I love this house. I'll be here tomorrow.
Come on by. Okay. Bring some Devil's River.
Great. You like texted me when my record came out and told me that you listened to it and you're just so nice and you're, it just means a lot that you care about other artists and you, for the first time, I remember that one of our first conversations, you were like, I don't get it about the female thing, like Lucinda and Emmylou and how are people, I mean, you've always just been kind of a proponent of female singers and songwriters, and I appreciate it.
Well, you bet. And that record was great. I remember that album because I don't know. I don't text everybody every time a record comes out, but when I listen to one, like, and I think it's good, then I'll holler at them if I have their number, you know.
Thank you.
Like, I don't have everybody's number, but if I know the person that put out the record and it's good, I'll be like, hey, nice work. Right. And if I don't like it, I'm like,
so my other three records.
I won't say anything.
I know my other three records.
No, that was the first one I'd listened to in a long time since like texting came around and, right. You know, but anyway.
Well, I appreciate it.
I wouldn't have texted you if I didn't think it was good.
Well, and thanks for letting me into your home. And Mickey's actually here. What's he doing over there?
He's over there listening to the ball game with the sound off. We're very low.
Oh, not off. He's nice, but he's not that nice.
You could probably talk Mickey into doing back-to-back if you had the time. I bet you he probably would.
Would he do it? He was drinking wine, I think. That's a good sign.
I think he probably would. Do you want me to ask him?
Yeah, let's ask him.
Hey, Mac. You want to be on a podcast? Yeah. Or have you been drinking wine all morning?
It's not morning. Is it morning?
Oh, it's not morning. It's almost 4. Yeah.
It's fine. Well, I really prepared for yours, but I didn't prepare for his.
Well, we same deal, you know. We're brothers.
Okay, well, thanks.
I'm going to pass the baton to Mick.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Willie Braun.
Thank you.
Spelled with a Y.
Yep.
Don't forget it.
Thanks for that, too.
Uh-huh, no problem. Goodbye.
All right, cheers.
Here's to likes. And now I'm wishing for some drugs, so we shrank to console me, but I'm never getting over Jolie.